I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Human trafficking is a major problem throughout the world. According to Bethany Christian Services, up to 4 million people are trafficked each year. That's why they're involved. Bethany's Kristen Reuter says Albania's problems were revealed to them through their Shepherding Home Crisis Pregnancy Program for homeless mothers-to-be. Why there?
These are the people who are at the highest risk of being trafficked because they are looking for somebody to assist them. The predators look for victims in this type of situation.
The program connects women to Christians, allowing for friendship evangelism. Next, this is a story of ministry going full circle through the high reaches of remote India. Talking Bibles International's Paul Hookster says an American church sponsored a project that stalled with one Eastern Himalayan people group, but a sister tribe was open to the gospel and wound up recording the scriptures that would reach the original group.
They see that their language is being preserved for the future. And they're also able to take this recording, and we've completed the process and put it into Talking Bibles, and those will be hand-carried by these believers, and they'll be placed among families who speak that language.
And with India's powerful entry into the global marketplace, the economic world is taking notice. Global Advance's David Shibley says believers are in the thick of it. 141 business people attended the recent Marketplace Mission Seminar in Vishakhapatnam, India. The result, an alliance forged in Christ. Shibley's goal is to align pastors and Christian business leaders to be catalysts for the Great Commission. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have the all-new Mission Network News daily email updates sent to you absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's the Mission Network News daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.